You can tell me your troubles, I'll listen for free. Regulars trust me, it seems. You can come and see Uncle to get through the week. Leave your pledges with me to redeem. Some folks sell their bodies for 10 bob a go. Politicians go pawning their souls, which doesn't make me look too bad, don't you know? Me, with my heart full of holes. All my yesterday's broken, a watch with no face, all battered and old. Bits of the movement all over the place, and a heart full of holes, a heart full of holes. Full of holes, heart full of holes.
3 days later, by Twas a Dark, read by Twas a Dark. Rating PG. Summary: sometimes Dean forgets. Author's note: this is a coda to the episode Dream a Little Dream of Me. The road winding through the red rock canyons of southern Utah demanded caution in the same way that the spectacular towering mountains demanded attention. Dean drove with both of these at a relaxed 30 miles per hour, elbow resting out the open window, slouched at the wheel, sunglasses reflecting the bright midday light. Sam had rolled down his window as well, letting in crisp desert air. He liked the feel of it on his face, tussling his hair, clearing out the close, stale air that he and Dean had been sharing between them for what seemed like thousands of miles. He felt good, content in a way that he hadn't felt in a long time. Sam didn't have many personal possessions: a few clothes, a cell phone, and a shared interest in a trunk full of weapons and occult paraphernalia. Right here, right now, though, he wished he had a camera with an expensive wide-angle lens. Maybe then he could take a snapshot of the scene to keep forever, the rough-hewn, brilliantly colored peaks framed against a Utah blue sky, the slow traverse of the Impala down the smooth black highway, he and Dean, silent but together, sharing the same purpose, the same past, present, and future. The wind tasted sweet on Sam's lips, and carried the pungent scents of desert sage and recent rain. The riot of color and sensation all around him made something tighten in his chest, made something else grow heavy and loose in the rest of his body. Sam stretched out his arm over the seat, let his fingers curl around the firm, muscled jut of his brother's shoulder. Dean startled a little. "What?" Sam smiled. "Nothing. I'm just happy to be here with you." Dean must have sensed his unspoken words. "Oh, God," he groaned. "Are we having a moment?" "Looks that way," Sam said, still smiling. "Dude, come on." Dean tried to shrug Sam's hand off. Sam kept his hand where it was. This was his brother, warm and living, here, now. "I'm not letting go, Dean," Sam said. "Neither are you. Remember?" He gave Dean's shoulder a gentle squeeze. Dean's eyes flickered to Sam's. He swallowed, gone still in that way he did when he was feeling something deeply. The muscles under Sam's hand relaxed by degrees. After a moment, he cleared his throat and said quietly, "I remember." He let Sam keep his hand there as long as he wanted. This feeling, this contentment, wouldn't last long, Sam knew. Soon they'd be wrestling with devils and demons and restless spirits. There would be pain and sorrow, deals and blood and uncertainty. For now, though, this was enough. The road wound on. End.
Brass knuckles and banjos are out on the town. Let the knees up and teddy boys roll. The cold block and tackle tells the time upside down. Rock and roll, well, I don't know. Dead people's wedding gifts walk out the door. The clarinet squeals to be free. Accordions hop from the shelves to the floor. Start playing their polkas to me. There's a ringing of bells, a dunderhead's curse. Fingers are pointing at you, and you take work in hell, be glad it's not worse. Then you get to the back of the queue. Handcuffs and hunting knives clang on the bars. Air pistols shoot out the light. Guitars can shatter the windows down Brick Lane tonight. If one of us dies, love, I think I'll retire. See my boys and my beautiful girls. Garden of Eden, no gates or barbed wire. Who knows, maybe gates made of pearls. Well, if we go to heaven, and some say we don't, but if there's a reckoning day, please God, I'll see you, and maybe I won't have a backpack to go either way.
Full of home.